Blog Talk Radio.
That I get a kick out of my laugh is retarded. But anyway, on tonight's show, we have co-hosting Mr. TJ Kessie. Thank you so much for being on the show with me tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a real honor and privilege to be here, just hosting this with you. So thank you again for having me tonight.
No, not a problem whatsoever. I'm totally stoked that you're on the show tonight, to be honest, because a lot of our listeners don't even know who I have on my side right now, you know, but yeah, about to find that all out in a second. But I just wanted to start off by introducing who we have on the show tonight. First and foremost, we have Xavier, a.k.a. Soto, and we also have Down Timo. So I hope and pray that I'm pronouncing his name right. And if not, you can come on and, you know, blast me away and give me the proper way of pronouncing your name. So we look forward to talking to those two creative individuals a little bit later. But as you guys know, Mr. Kessie, if you want to take it away what our show topic is tonight, just to let them know what it is real quick.
Okay. Well, the show topic tonight is actually we just wanted to have a serious discussion on today's youth and basically all around today's society. I mean, the things that has been going on, you know, compared to, you know, our generation, from what we used to do and how things were going, and compared to today, it's just like, you know, a flip. You know, you think about when we were kids and our parents would always say, you know, you have it so easy, you just don't know. You know, if you back in my day, we did this, and that. But now, you know, I'm at this point where I'm on that end of the conversation saying, you know, you kids just don't know how easy you have it today.
Absolutely. And so for all those that, you know, can relate to this topic or have any input, call us 818-495-6975, and that's live, or log into the chat room. You know, I can read your responses from the chat room. Or just stream and listen in, because maybe, you know, you can open your eyes to something that you were oblivious to previously. But before we jump into the topic, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, my name, again, is TJ. It's actually Kessie.
Oh, and, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm a mess.
No problem. I'm originally from Houston, Texas, in the home of life. What basically about me, I am very creative. I love to write. I love all forms of art, writing, drawing, painting, music, dance, anything that just to let a person express themselves other than just sitting and talking. I mean, you know, not everything can just be put out in somebody through someone's mouth. Sometimes you have to put it on paper or create a canvas just to express what you're really feeling or anything like that. And that's just basically what I do and what I love. And I wouldn't call it like a hobby or something. It's just something that it's just who I am. And the process is just putting more and more of what of my work out there. You know, you can look me up on Facebook, TJ Kasi, Facebook.com, and you can see some of what I have on notes. But it's just a little taste of yet of things to come. So.
Definitely. And just to put out there for those that are not aware that TJ is actually related to James. So, you know, we know how that all goes and how the ladies felt about James. I mean, when James is on TJ, that chat room, I mean, I didn't even read the things that people were saying. So I just left that all the way alone because I just didn't want to have a cat fight with people later, you know. So I just left those comments out. But just so we can start getting some more new comments, you know, I have TJ's notes page linked onto my wall on Facebook, so you guys can just go click on it and friend him. And, you know, he's also agreed to look over some stuff for Off the Page magazine, so I'm super excited about that. I mean, his writings are awesome, so you people that are out there, just definitely check it out and, you know, see what I'm talking about when it comes to him. He's very talented, and I enjoy reading his notes. So, yeah, someone in the chat room said that they was just about to ask, how do they find you? So, like, again,
well, yeah,
you know, go ahead. You can let them know.
Yeah. You can always, like I said, right on Facebook is TJKESSEE. And, you know, can just look at my page. You know, always add new friends and new friend requests and look over everything. And like I said, I have a lot to post on there. And also, talent runs through the family. You know, everybody knows my cousin James. But, you know, my girl here, my wife, Mary Kasi, she's actually a talented writer herself. And so some of her work is going to be on there as well. So it's just, I'm using
so
it.
We talking
so
about Amber?
No, Amber is James. I'm talking about Mary Kasi. She has a lot of good work on there as well. And so the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, I'm allowing anyone who has any type of expression just to, you know, feel free to put it on or get their names out there as well. It's just, you know, everybody, I believe that everyone has something to say, and no matter who's listening, there's at least one other person out there that needs to hear what somebody else has to say. So,
definitely.
So
I agree
feel,
with you.
You know,
I agree with you 100%. So, you know, I was going to ask you how your day was going so far, but I think it is pretty amazing from how you're sounding.
Actually, yesterday, it's been a very amazing day. I was just so excited about coming on to the show today. So it's been a really great day, and looking forward to an even greater evening. So it's just going, it's moving in the direction that it needs to be moving, straightforward, positive, you know, very productive. You can't ask for a better day than that.
Definitely. Well, let me tell y'all about my day, okay, real quick. And I'm going to make this short because we really need to jump into this topic before we start our interviews. But I just want to take a moment to say, you know, rest in peace to Etta James, beautiful, talented woman. Oh, and she really made an impression when she was alive, and she will always continue to make one. So just much love to her and her family. My heart goes out to them. I also wanted to just touch the basis of just kind of getting a laugh out there because today I went to go handle something, and this guy, ran across him outside, and he was outside asking everyone for money. So we were in front of a restaurant, so people were like, well, if you're hungry, then I'll take you inside the restaurant and buy you something to eat. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, a lot of them aren't really hungry. They just want you to put the money in their hands, you know, so they can go and take it and do whatever it is that they want to do with it. Long story short, he approaches me now, and I already just heard other people telling him the same thing. So I said to him, if you're hungry, like 6 other people just said that they will take you into the restaurant and buy you something, and I'll be the 7th. like, I'll take you inside to get something to eat, but I'm not giving you the money. And he's like, well, I don't want to eat there. Could you take me to the Jamaican restaurant? And I'm like, really? So now, and now you're being picky about where you want to eat at, right? So it kind of irritated me a little bit. And I was like, no, I'm not taking you to the Jamaican restaurant. There's a restaurant right here. You either hungry or you're not. So then he was like, well, I would really like, well, how about McDonald's? Like, suggesting places, you know? Long story short, I said to him, honestly, what do you want the money for? He said, oh, because I'm supposed to go to my program. And I said, you know what? You're lying. Now you just blew it. If you were straight up with me and said, you know, excuse me, can you spare whatever you can to help me? Without even adding anything onto that, then maybe I would have just gone ahead and gave it to you. But now you were starving, and now you have to go to your program. Really? So I just thought it was kind of hilarious how, you know, people out there try to hustle you. However, they don't have their game tight, one. And then number two is, like, if you're really hungry, I don't mind helping anyone, especially when it comes down to eating. But how could you be selective about your choice of eating? Like, now you want me to go out my way. Double time to accommodate what you want, you know, like, really? So I just thought that was kind of, like, funny, and I just wanted to share that with everybody because I know there's a lot of people out there, especially in New York City, where there's a lot of people panhandling and asking for stuff, and a lot of people won't give it to them. And once the person passes, they say, oh, I'm not giving them my money because I know they just want to go get drugs. Not everybody wants to get drugs. That's why I don't mind helping people. But at the same time, like, have your story straight. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, moving on from that craziness into the real deals of it all, you know, society. So I'm going to let you take it away. What's your thoughts on this whole topic for tonight?
Let's start with the youth. Okay. The way things have been going, I've seen in these last decade or so, it's just, youth today, it seems to me, like, have gotten, like, maybe a little softer compared to how we were raised growing up and the way we were doing things. You know, it's like they would rather stay inside all day, 10, 12 hours a day on either some computer game or some system game or something. I mean, they would rather play football on TV than go outside and play it, you know, afraid of maybe getting a scratch or something. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen too many of that. I mean, unless they're on a team, like they're playing on a football team or a basketball team, they don't want anything to do with it, to play or anything like that. And then even then, sometimes I've noticed that some of the youth that are on teams, they're not doing it out of enjoyment. They feel like they're doing it out of, you know, obligation that they have to because, you know, their parents are making them or something. You know, I'm looking around and I'm asking, you know, where is, you know, the joy in just doing things physical, just getting out there, having fun. You know, whatever happened to the days when we were kids, we'd knock on people's doors and say, hey, can James come out and play? You know, getting grounded and staying inside back then actually meant something. Nowadays, your punishment is the opposite. Or go outside. You got to take everything away from them and make them go outside. That's their punishment. They're grounded. You know, it's just crazy.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And also thinking about, you know, it's cool for networks, host networks, everything to get there together, but at the same time, there's also a big world out there that we see all the time in front of us, but don't actually experience it, you know? Go out
Absolutely.
There and live it.
Absolutely. Well, we have a chat room comment from Fee Sexy Ma. She said, no drive or motivation to progress in life. Which is absolutely true because, like you just stated, TJ, like what happened to those days when we used to go out and interact with people, like going next door to the neighbor to see if they can come out, if they could have company, playing board games and Barbie dolls and, you know, doing stuff that was fun, or taking the kids on little picnics and trips into the park as a family, as opposed to doing what we do every day. And I totally can relate to that. Absolutely. It has changed so much. And we know it's like we have to start trying to make a change. And I don't know, like, how consistent people could really be with these changes, because I fall prey to the fact of making goals for myself, like I'm going to stay strong this time with my son and not allow this to happen again because I don't want him to continue to think it's okay. But we are so overwhelmed. I know for myself, I become so overwhelmed with so many other things, and I try my best to do the best I can as a single parent, but I also always go backwards to where I said I wasn't going to go, because it's always easier to me, I find, to push something aside than to deal with it head on, the way that you know is the right way to deal with it because you're the parent or whatever. So you wind up being a little lax with the situation. But it definitely has gotten out of control because the kids have no ground now, a lot of them, and they just think everything is okay to do certain things. And the reason why I'm kind of targeting children is because they are the future. And this is how they're living right now. Then imagine when we're old and we can't do for ourselves, what's going to really happen to society. So we had another Facebook comment from Tisha, and she said, you got to unplug everything. And
actually,
you're right,
that's
Tisha.
A good idea. Tisha is definitely right. Just cut the big switch power off one time and say, okay, look here, we're going outside today. I mean, on the day, like today was a beautiful day. It was perfect. Nice little breeze. Sun was shining. It wasn't too cold. It was perfect outside today.
Right.
And how come when I walked out there, I didn't see not one person out there? And there's a park right where, not too far from where it was, and it stays empty. And I just you know, shook my head. I was like, look at how it is today. Where is everyone?
Absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And that's why I was so ready to do the topic, because a lot of people don't want to face the reality. Say like, hey, you know, I've done some bad parenting, or I'm guilty of that, or I'm guilty of that. I think we all have our little guilts, whether you're a parent or you're not a parent, because anytime you're around a child also, even if it's not your child, and you see them acting outside of character, no one ever goes up to that child and try to correct them because they don't want to deal with it. But it, as they say, it's like it takes an army to raise a child. So if we're not taking the time to, like, you know, outside of the computers, outside of the video games, outside of the phones and the text messaging, people have to learn, including myself, how to bring back that sense of, you know, like, I don't know, like Silas or something like that. Like, we have to learn how to bring that back, because the end of the day, you know what these children are going to say to us? Well, you didn't care, and you didn't do this, and you didn't, you know what I mean? Like, then it's your fault because they want to act out.
Yep. Exactly. I mean,
your fault for buying them the nice things and keeping them looking good and taking care of them the way you feel like you can, and then it's going to be your fault for doing that too.
It seems to me that I've seen a lot that it's easier to buy a gift than have a conversation. I mean, everybody in life wants results, but very few actually would go through the process of getting to that result. So it's just easier to just do these little simple things, just buy this, just keep them quiet, than just talk to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going out the best way they can, or getting the connections they can, and that's just through these games and phones and things. I mean, I remember, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, Well, back then, we didn't have cell phones. I mean, it was pagers. And if you weren't working, you weren't getting a pager. Well, why do you need a pager? You don't have a job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, today, if you don't have a job, you don't need a cell. But now it's just it's just so out there. It, you know, it's ridiculous. It's like if you looked at like you're a Betamax or something, like you're just outdated if you don't have a cell phone or something.
Right.
So it's gotten to, I mean, today's society, especially our youth, it seems like we've gotten gotten really impersonal, you know. It's not, you know, meeting someone, hey, how you doing? You know, talking at this, you know, what's your MySpace page? What's Facebook? What's your email? What's your phone number? What's your, but you're standing right there in front of them. You know, we'll talk later. You know,
right? Exactly. You have to make an appointment.
Nothing to do, but right. I mean, but you're standing right there in front of me. You know, why can't we just talk right now? You know, you got nothing
Absolutely.
Else to do. Go home. What, you got to go and play this video game? You know, it's things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to just stop on that topic for a second because we have to go ahead and bring our first guest on. However, if anyone want to voice their opinion, again, 818-495-6975, and let me know. So let's play a song before we give Xavier a call. This one is called Dear Alicia. Right, so that was Dear Alicia. That was a cool track. What do you think about that, PJ?
Actually, I think it was a very good track. I mean, it really hits you home, and I mean he's a good lyricist, and I really enjoyed the track. So
yeah,
you know,
me
I'm
too.
I'm really anxious to hear more. So
right, we're giving him a call right now, PJ. because, you know, he got me started. Now I want to know if he has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, there you go, Miss B.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Mm-hmm. I think he's on the line. Oh, no, I'm calling him. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi, Xavier. Hello. It's Miss P. How are you? You want to enter the show?
Good.
What's going on? Say hello to the listeners.
How y'all doing, everybody?
And you're also on the line with TJ. He's our guest host for the night.
Okay. So, y'all actually been listening in.
Oh, you was listening in. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
So that track, can I just say that I think, you know, we're in love with the track and, you know, want to hear more at all times.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you got talent. So, I'm really interested to hear more. So,
I appreciate that.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Soto. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, my full name is Wes Xavier Soto, but I go as Xavier, and that's my middle name. So I just chose. I don't know. I kind of juggled a few names when I was starting. I was like, I don't know what I want to. You know, I was going through that little phase, but I was like, you know what? I'll just go with my middle name. It's me. You know, so I figured I'd give them a little bit more, keep it honest. So,
Absolutely.
But now I'm Puerto Rican. I'm from I was born in Germany, in Frankfurt, Germany. My father was in the army, and so I don't remember anything. I was only out there like 1 year, so we moved to Georgia. We lived in a few different places, but I grew up here in Sarasota, Florida, and that's where I'm at right now. I did college. I played baseball. I did college, and I moved around from city to city, but I'm in Sarasota right now and just trying to get everything going.
Absolutely. Now, I was a little bit, like, when you sent me the first track and everything like that, and I was meaning to, like, address this before the show, but anyway, no time like the present. But didn't you also do something like a model?
Yeah, I did, and I remember talking to you about it.
Hey, yes,
I remember talking to you about it.
Yes, I definitely had made sure that was in rotation for tonight because I was like, wait a minute, this is his track. This is his track.
Yeah,
I know it is.
And back then I didn't have, the thing was I was kind of, I wanted to do the shows. I had so much going on. I was in school still, so I was juggling a few things, and then, you know, I didn't have the exclusives to the instrumental yet, so I was like, you know, I don't really want to do this producer like that, and, you know, so, I sent you the track, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do it anyway. But then, you know, I don't know, we kind of lost contact for a little bit. So I was like, you know what, I know we'll link up again and get something going. So, you know, we're here. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely my song.
Right,
though.
Finally. Right, long overdue.
Yeah,
but good things come to those who wait.
Yeah.
That's what they say. So, you know, when did you start in your career as an artist?
In the music, actually, only been doing music for like... probably like music. I've actually been doing music for about 3-4 years, but since I can remember, I always been somewhat of like a poet. Like I've always liked that songwriting aspect, but I didn't think of it as songwriting back then. It was more like I just like putting these words together. I like putting, you know, these ideas on paper and stuff like that. But I never even thought to put it to music until, you know, three years ago, one of my friends was like, hey, you know, I had an epiphany, man. I think we should be artists. And I was like, you know, I laughed it off, even though, like, inside I always been kind of like an artist. So I was like, come on, man. You're like, really? Like, you know, it was just always like a far-fetched idea. And then I was like, well, you know what, let's try it. And I started looking up instrumentals and some remixes and just kind of putting words to the music now. And I was like, wow, I kind of like this. And, I just took it from there. Because poetry was like the I love you poetry. It wasn't like, oh, hey, you know. It was always just more like that down, like gritty stuff. Like, you know, like dead jam poetry, like that type of stuff. So I was always like real intrigued. So now it's turning into songwriting, so.
Right, we had a comment from the chat room saying that they love poetry. They love it. So it's definitely a good thing. TJ, did you have anything you wanted to ask?
Yes, the track is just, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, what where exactly, I mean, did that one come from within you and in your mind, your heart? I mean, exactly where it came from, because it was just really deep and it's touching. So I knew it came from somewhere deep, and I just got to know the background of that track.
Yeah, it just, I felt like a lot of the tracks, every once in a while I do a track that's really deep and it means like a lot to me. So that track just comes from just a story. Like, I've been told so many stories and I've seen so many, you know, on, whether it's news or, you know, movies or, like, you know, friends that are going through it. So it just becomes, like I said it in the song, I said it's the story is all too common now. Me, so it's always, you know, it's something that's normal. It doesn't even sound like, you know, when I'm telling it in a song, it doesn't sound like it should be something that's normal. So I felt like, you know, I see it so much, I should write about it, and I feel like I should create that huge emotion that, to go along with it. Because every time I do an emotional song, I want everybody to really, really feel it, and that's the response I actually got from everybody. You know, that heard the song, they're like, wow, you know. Most of them are females, and sometimes they're single mothers, and they'll comment, or they'll message, and they'll be like, hey, wow, I can't believe that, I'm in tears, that's a beautiful song, and that's what I go for. I just feel like touching certain people, and I don't know, I feel like changing somebody's life with a song sometimes. So that's what I aim for, like, yeah.
Absolutely. That's deep.
That's real, man. That's real. I like that.
Right, definitely. So what are your inspirations? Like you said, okay, it's the music, it's the people's experience and stuff like that. But has it always been like an inspiration for you, or just kind of like a thought? Like, because it's what I'm trying to say basically is that I know certain things for me are thoughts and not always put into action, you know? So everything affects everyone differently at different times in their life. So before those experiences start to occur for you, what was your inspirations with music? Was it like something when you were writing, like, yeah?
I just felt like I wanted to create, like I said, when to be an artist, you really do have to create something from nothing. And I felt like, wow, if I put these words together, I could, you know, I could create an idea, I could create an emotion, you know, something. I fell in love with that idea that I'm creating. This beat was nothing, you know, this beat was just a small, like, rhythm of drums and you know, synth and, you know, everything else. And I'm able, like, I fell in love with the idea. Then I could put words to this. I could tell a story. I could entertain. I could do a lot of things with just this, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what drove me to keep going. I just felt like, no, I could.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just being an artist. I just like that part. You know, being able to create. So I feel like I was decent at it. You know, starting out. So I feel like, damn, if I keep doing this, I grow and I'll get better. So now, you know, I'm still
definitely, and especially like something like a model. And I'm gonna play that in a few. But definitely, that song is hot. Like I listen to that on my way to work. You know,
you.
For real, I'm so serious. Like, I listen to that, and it's so ironic that we're on the air right now, because I actually played you in rotation the other day without knowing that, you know, you and I were going to be here. So that's how much I like the song, to be honest with you. It's really, really a good song. And then, you know, people don't know. Well, you know what? Without further ado, let's play something like a model, because then we can take it from there and you know, convo and stuff like that. So here's something like a model by Xavier.
No way. Know the answer.
But ladies, can you put your hands up if you a classy woman in the street? But when you get up in the sheets, you turn into a private dancer. Ooh, so tell me what you sipping on. You looking good up in that dress, but can I flip it on? Hey, you the hottest, flaunt it if you got it. Go shake it, don't be ashamed of that body, girl, got it, girl. And I can't pinpoint what it is, but you got it. So blessed, something like a goddess. Summer high, trying to make them panties fall like August. And I'm trying to get you alone, we can kick it like karate. Girl, it's something about your body, something about your body. I just wanna bite it, got a nigga so excited. But strike a pose, girl, strike a pose, girl. Cause you are something like a she brought a fucking boyfriend with her.
But it's okay, it's alright. I'ma still get a number by the end of the night.
And that nigga slipped up, took a break to the bathroom. I slipped up beside her and I asked her, excuse me, is your boyfriend boring you? I seen how you try to dance with him, he ignoring you. You should come with me tonight.
You should come with me tonight.
And look, I promise I'ma treat you right.
I promise I'ma treat you right.
Hey girl, it's something about your body, something about your body. I just wanna bite it, got a nigga so excited. But strike a pose, girl, strike a pose, girl. Cause you are something like
a
nigga. All right, something like a model.
Yeah.
So, you know, chat room, what did you guys feel about that song? How did y'all like that? Y'all was digging that? Do y'all understand why I like that? It's a nice flow, and you have a nice voice too.
I appreciate it. I'm actually switching over to I'm doing some Latin stuff. I'm actually recording it Bachata. I don't know if you know what bachata is. I'm sure you do in New York, but in Bronx, actually. But
I don't, but I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know if you heard. Have you heard of Aventura? And you know, there's some. You'll see what I'm talking about. But yeah, so I'm actually going to record songs like that. So yeah.
So you know, people in the chat room are saying that they're digging it. They love it. Yeah, they love it. So you know, definitely, you know, getting a good response here in the NYC.
Yeah,
it's a good, yeah, that is a good track. I mean, you're getting love down here in the South, so yeah, it's a good track, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, so I want to dig a little bit deeper in your head before I let you go and stuff like that, but I just wanted to know, first of all, because, you know, I was just telling TJ that I had to know if you had a girlfriend. Do you have a girlfriend? No.
I actually do have a girlfriend. Yes, I do.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah, I do. She actually lives in Argentina right now.
Okay, awesome. So shout out to Argentina.
Yeah.
You know, Miss P just playing. Okay, I'm just playing. Please, no cat fights over here. No cat fights.
I'm sure she's tuning in, having a good laugh.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely is just all, you know, about fun and stuff like that. So, you know, they said they like the chorus, they like the beat, you know, they like the song. Again, you know, it's just being reiterated. So that's good, though. That's a good look. Definitely. So also, I just wanted to know if there's any new things that we can look forward to with you in the future as far as, like, any mixtapes, any EPs, stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm actually working on an EP. I just bought a few exclusives to some beats, so I'm just working on that slowly. Dear Elise is actually the first single off the EP. So I'm just going to be like an 8-track. It's going to be like an 8-track EP. So I'm just making sure I get all the right music, because I want to make sure I'm going to push this project as hard as possible. I just dropped a mixtape in November. It's called Blind Dreams. And I think I'm just going to stay away from the mixtapes just for now, and I'm not going to do any more. I just do some remixes for fun, but I'm really getting down to actual original songs. So that's what's coming up. I don't have a title for it yet, but it should be, if everybody just follow me on Twitter or get on Facebook, and you'll see, get updates. I update everything every week.
Yeah, so I also wanted to get your input before you give all your social networks and stuff like that so people can follow you and add you. And I also added Xavier to my Intune page for people that's lazy like myself and don't want to go searching for people. You can definitely just click on his link. I made it accessible. And also TJ's also on my page. Just another reminder to check him out and start reading his notes, okay? So
okay.
The topic of the day is, society, Xavier. And I just wanted to get your input on, how children and how people are living in today's society. What's your concepts on this?
I was listening in, and I had actually disagree with Mr. Kessie on one of the things. I feel like I think it's great to be out and he actually hit something on the nail for me. I feel like sometimes they're in the sports. The children get put in the sports out, like, by obligation. They feel like their parents are forcing them in. And I feel like I was actually in that position at one point, because I was playing two sports, and I took baseball as far as it would go, and it was always some family thing. Baseball was a huge thing. And then after a while, I started noticing this isn't what I really want to do. So that was definitely felt like an obligation after a while, but I think it was also a good thing, because that force, that push to throw you out there and make you almost make you go into sports or something is something a lot of people need anyway, because a lot of kids they turn to just dumb things. They sit around and they get bored, they go out in the street and they start hanging with the wrong people. So I feel like to occupy your time, you need somebody pushing you to do something. If you're not easily motivated, self-motivated, I feel like you need that somebody to throw you out there and be like, hey, do this, whether you want to or not, just do this for a while, just kill some time. But I feel like the internet now is actually a good thing and a bad thing. It's so big these days. Like, I think it's good because everybody's always connected. Like, people always go back to say, you missed the interaction, the actual personal interaction, but actually talking to people. And you could take that back to before there was, telephone. So when everyone, the telephone advances in media and technology, there's always going to be a pro and a con. So back then it was all about, talking to people, like, face-to-face, looking in their eyes and knowing, getting that interaction. And then the telephones came, and then everybody had a phone, so you didn't have so much. And then, let's see, it was another type of technology, and then the internet came, and now I feel like it's good and bad. You stay connected, you're more connected with everybody, but you lose a certain aspect of thing. And I feel like as we keep progressing, there's always going to be less interaction. So I think it's just something we gotta deal with, as it comes. It's always going to be less, because later on it might be, before there was Facebook and now there's nothing, now there's just some other type of advance, so you're always going to lose something to get something else. So I feel like it's just part of what you got to, what has to come.
Right, definitely.
I agree, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So Xavier, where can people find you, like your social networks, websites, and things of that nature?
Facebook is facebook.com/officialzay. Zay is XAII. And then it's the same thing for my YouTube. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/officialzay. And then my my Twitter is @FLZay with XAII again.
Okay. I just want to take the time to thank you for giving us some of your time this evening, and keep those tracks going. And as you build and you progress at what you're going to do, just always keep us posted so we can follow up with you to see how you're doing.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me, and it's awesome to hear from you, so thank you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, man. Keep up the good work.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Take it easy.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Xavier. Definitely a good look. Definitely sound like he has everything together. What's your opinion, TJ?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, it was something. I really dig his tracks, and, you know, I like the fact that, you know, how when he had disagreed with what I said, but the way he came back, it was really good, and, you know, I like that. It's a good, healthy debate there. Would have been
good
started, so I like that.
Right, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm with it too, and I like the fact too. What made me open my eyes a little was the fact that it seems like he's not a follower, because you know how some people, you know, you make a powerful statement and it resonates with them somewhat, but not completely. And instead of them saying, like he said, like I don't agree, but I do agree with this. I thought that was kind of, you know, awesome that he said that, you know what I mean? Like, it shows me that he can define himself, and he, and his validation of his opinion is more important than what your statement is. So
exactly.
I definitely,
and I like that. I can respect that a lot. I mean, I respect the man for that, because it's just, you know, we have to, you know, we follow here and there, but we have to lead. I mean, that just sets us apart, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
to get ourselves out there known, we have to put ourselves in position. You know, this is, okay, this is you, and this is this and this and that, but, okay, this is where I'm coming from. And, you know,
absolutely.
If somebody steps up and does that, that's the respect right there. And that's something that, you know, you can just look at, and you know that you can admire somebody for that, for giving their own opinion and stuff. So, I really like that.
Definitely. So if anyone has any questions, I want to call in to voice their opinions, 818-495-6975. I wanted to give a shout-out to, you know, Uptown 145, because he's been tuning in lately. He's definitely been showing a lot of love to Miss P, you know. And I also want to give a shout-out to Fee Sexy Mind, Tisha S, always, because they're tuned in to every single show. I'm like, aren't they tired of me yet? You know, we've known each other since like 16, 17 years, and then they tune into every show. Not to say that I don't appreciate it, because I love them to death, but you would think people would get sick of me. You know, I always say I don't need a marriage. You know, I have my girls. They're there all the time. They go nowhere. You know what I mean? So
right,
I definitely
right.
have to show them love at all times, so always being supportive and stuff of that nature. So coming up now, you know, we're going to talk a little bit to, like I said, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Down Timo. I have such an issue with pronouncing names right. I don't even know what's that about or anything like that. I don't know how to fix that, but I'm definitely trying to make an effort to, you know, do better.
Yeah, well, you're doing a good job. I mean, we all fall short sometimes when it comes to pronunciation. So, you know, it's just, you know, you do your best.
Yes, you definitely do your best. Well, I do try to do my best. So we're going to dial in now. We're going to call him up, get the show on the road, and definitely see what we're working with. He has a lot of nice tracks, too, so I'm kind of anxious to play one of them as well. And it's really rare that you really get, for me anyway, from the tracks that I be sent all the time. And there's no disrespect to anyone and no pun, but just because, you know, some of us can create music doesn't make it music. Sound.
Hello?
They create sound. Hi, is Dymo there?
Danielle?
Timo.
Who is this?
This is Miss P from the Intune Show.
from the what?
Okay, I'm trying to reach Dymo. Timo, is this his number?
No, you have the wrong number, hon.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that went all the way south.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Exactly. I'm trying to figure it all out. Like, is you know, are you trying to prevent me from taking your man, or, you know, what is it? You know how women get. Like, who's this? What are you calling my man for? So, you know, I'm in my email now trying to see what I did wrong to fix all of that. But in the meantime, in the round time, let's just play one of his tracks so we can get a little idea of, you know, what he's working with here. So here we go. This one is called Perfect Timing.
Today. Yesterday I was overweight. I made a shot I never could have made. From half court the crowd went crazy. The first time I didn't hear a maybe. Everyone that owed me finally paid me. So I'ma go shopping today. For once they gon' give me champagne. Cause I'ma spend some money tonight. And they gon' get commission alright. And someone actually pulled me to the side. I said, damn, those shoes are nice. I think it's about time for a makeover. A wardrobe change before the day's over. Bring back the confidence we need. Say, hey, do you like the new me? It's a very bad time for the hatred. A very bad time for the racist. It couldn't be a better time to be here. It's got to be the perfect timing. A very bad time for the hatred. A very bad time for the racist. It couldn't be a better time to be here. Nisha's first words. At dinner time, I was the first served. I thought that it couldn't get better. Someone said, hey, that's a nice letter. At the wrong place at the right time. I got to be a movie extra. I'ma play the lottery today. Maybe even try a sweepstakes. Seen a guy I know I can't stand. Approached him and reached out my hand. Open up the lock on my mailbox. Not one bill, I am so shocked. Walked in the store to get a mocha. See my favorite actress drinking soda. Made out an autograph for me. My life couldn't be more sweet. I think it's about time for a haircut. I'm a VVIP in the dance club. That means no lines for me. That means all eyes on me. Straight past the velvet ropes. Right into the mic I spoke. Yesterday I couldn't even sing. Today my life is gold.
Perfect timing. And you know what? I have to say that I'm going to have to hang out with him because to get a cab and not pay? Like, really? Like, I want that cab driver's name, address. Like, I want to be his girlfriend. Like, I just, what do you mean? Like, everything is just, like, going your way. What's happening? Like, I need him to rub off on me because, you know, he just was saying a lot of good stuff was happening for him. And, you know, I need that back. I need that same type of luck. You know, he didn't have to wait an hour for a train. You know what I mean? Trains take forever to come up in New York. Okay, so,
I've had to wait before, and it is a headache. I mean, that's a great day he had. I mean, that's a blessed day. You know,
absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm dialing back up to see if I got it right this time. Maybe I should have one, like four sets of glasses or something.
Let's try this again.
Let's try this again for the road. One for the road.
Here we go.
Let's see what happens.
Mm.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Mm. Wow.
All right. So you know what? I don't know what that's all about, but I don't know. I'm the type of person, honestly, and this may sound a little harsh, but if you know that you scheduled for an interview, you should be accessible.
Exactly. It's
that's
not harsh.
That's why I call. This is why I call people now, because then they get sidetracked, and it's like, now I have to treat you like babies? Like, really?
Well, but the thing about it is, you have to. I mean, if you make a promise, you got to go with it. I mean, you made your obligations, and I mean, if you're going to do that, that means you've set aside everything else because you reserved that time, that moment for whoever you promised it to, and to just kind of, you know, what people say, you know, renege on that, you know, just go back on that, or just all of a sudden, it makes. Everyone involved look bad, especially you.
It definitely, because, you know, the show must go on at the end of the day, but I always like to have my show go correctly, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's okay. These type of things happen. Mm-hmm. So what could you do? So if anyone has any questions, well, you know what? I just read something really funny in the chat room. Floor Sweet said he might be getting grits thrown on him. And I'm like, really,
no
grits?
Like,
okay, like grits, you know what that would do to your whole face, your whole whatever it lands on is over for you. That's total face reconstruction. Like, forget it. You ever, like, I don't know how many guys know about, like, making grits or whatever the case may be, but I know in my experience I only attempted twice in my life. But long story short, I was trying to pour the lumpy, uncooked grits into a bowl, and it popped on my skin. Yes, they popped on my skin, and I think to this day, after 10 years, I still have third-degree burns, okay? Like, grits is hot,
wow.
So please do not be making comments like that.
No, you just try to melt the face away. Wow,
like,
crazy.
I don't wish that on him. He's not prompt for an interview, but no grits. And, you know,
no.
We have somebody that said that would cause damage. Like, yes, it would cause.
that's a lot going on.
Absolutely, it's a lot going on. Well, since, you know, we have a little bit of time or whatever, like, you know, we could just talk randomly. So if anybody wanted to call in and talk about anything, you know, 818-495-6975, we have to fill in the blanks, you know. We have to definitely fill in the blanks. The other day we was on a show talking about is being materialistic in a relationship a good or a bad thing? What's your input on that? Because I know you called in that day and you wanted to voice your opinion, but, you know, please take the opportunity to do so now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, because I was just like, okay, you know, come on and get me in because I have a lot to say on this. Well, today's society, today's world, I mean, materialistic, you know, it could be a good or bad thing. It depends on the person's self in the situation. Say, for, you know, getting a gift here and there is a really good thing, like a nice surprise. But the bad thing about it is if your whole life is based around whatever you can acquire, that's the materialistic thing. That's the bad side of it. You know, giving a gift, making someone happy is one thing, but if your whole life revolves around you acquiring the next big thing, the next big item, you know, got to get that next car, get that next thing on your rim, you know, get the next rims, got to get that next big screen, got to get that next, you know, that's it. You only work hard just to get that next thing, then, you know, you basically have no life, and your life is your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not a way to live.
Definitely. I agree. It's really not a way to live. Mhm.
You know, there's so many people out there who just, you know, it's good to have ambition, motivation, have goals, you want to do things, you want to live and stuff like that. But, you know, but if all it is just trying to get a place and fill it up, once you do, see, people like that, I've also noticed that those are ones who are never, ever satisfied. No matter what they get everything that they wanted, they're still going to want more. Now, those are the ones who've got holes that just will never be filled because it's just, you know, got to have everything. You know, that's just, it's like a beefed up, it's like a beefed up hoarder or something, you know. Instead of having much junk, they've just got a lot of nice toys. But they're still hoarders because that's all they have. It's just a whole bunch of just good toys. And then most of the time don't really use them. You just got them just sitting there. So.
Right. It's true. It's true. Because honestly, I had a fetish. I don't know. I like to consider it a fetish, like shoes and bags. You know, because I'm just so in love with those type of things. But I had to check myself, TJ, because honestly, I had so many pairs of shoes. And this is like no exaggeration. It had to be at least like 200 and some pairs of shoes lined up against the wall like a store. At the same time, a lot of them I've never worn. A lot of them I don't remember because there's no way you're going to wear that much stuff. Like that many shoes in a course of 365 days, unless you change in I don't know how many times. But during your busy, active life and doing what you have to do, I came to the realization that I don't need these shoes to validate me. So I just started giving away shoes, giving away bags, giving away this stuff and that. Who doesn't like to have nice things? But like you just stated, it just becomes stuff. And it has no real value to it because of the simple fact that if I'm not wearing it and I don't love it, then why did I need it? Why do I have it? It's just something that's taking up space. And the more space that is filling, like you said, that void, the more shoes and pocketbooks I gathered up and had in my possession, I still was empty at the end of the day.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was guilty of that as well. I mean, when it came to a bunch of, like, you know, got to have some of my best suits and everything, you know, got to have the Armani, the Gucci, you know, all of the best clothes. And, you know, I had a whole bunch of jewelry. I mean, that I always, there wasn't a time when you would see me with at least four rings on, big watch, bracelet, and big necklace. I mean, when I stepped out, I had to have at least that on. If I didn't have that, I felt naked. But the best, and it was just, and a lot of times I had bought so many, like so much jewelry and so much other clothes and stuff that I never got around to wearing a lot of it. But it was just something, it was just like I had to have it. I mean, it looked good, you know, and I seen it at the store, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to get it. But now what I've seen it, I ended up, you know, giving a lot of it away. And you know, like today, I was wear free at all today, and it's just, you know, I noticed that it was just, like I stated, because I was stating this from experience. I knew it was just, I had some void that just could never be filled, and I was never satisfied. So, you know, now it's just, I see clearer, and, you know, and that there's a lot more to life than just the things that I could buy for that moment. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there better than just a new watch.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, you know, the one thing that, you know, I like about the lessons of life, even though when you're going through them, you don't really want to experience them and accept them and deal with them or whatever the case may be, that when you can finally sit down and become at peace with yourself with certain things that, or certain mannerisms that you have, it's just like a whole new world, like acceptance. Like, I can't change this, but I know how to not go, how to not do this going forward. So that's the beauty of the experience of waking up and realizing that materialistic things are just a substitute to, like, kind of like a drug, you know, or taking drugs, you know, is just a temporary high. But at the end of the day, if you don't know who you are and you just a shell, then it's nothing. It's nothing there. It's just wasted energy, wasted time, wasted money. So definitely can relate to that. Definitely. So, you know, I'm going to play a track. I'm sorry?
Okay. Well, I wanted to say to everybody, it's just when you look at it, everybody thinks about this. At the end of the day, when you just sit there, look at yourself in the mirror, take away everything and just look at yourself and see what's there. And that's how you'll know whether you fulfilled or you have that materialistic addiction. You know, just take a look back at yourself by yourself and see
Absolutely.
Where you're at now.
Absolutely. Very good. Very good. I mean, it's definitely, you have to, you know, self is first. Before you can go out here and do anything, you have to check yourself. Before you can give advice, you know, before you can really make any real change in your life, you have to make, you know, it within. Actions are just actions, and we all can just, like, it's just like me picking up a piece of paper and moving it to the other side of the table. That's the action. But what did I accomplish from moving the paper from one end of the table to the next if I didn't dispose of it or do anything with that paper, like draw on it, write on it, do whatever, you know what I mean? So it's just something that we have to learn how to just accept, like, hey, or tackle and you know, resonate with it and let it go. So
exactly.
Definitely a lesson learned. Mm-hmm. Definitely experiences that I'm grateful to have had them, and I don't regret anyone. You know, I used to say I regret people I date. I don't even regret them because they are who molded me into who I am today as well. So every experience is a good experience. So that's just food for thought for, you know, people out there that's listening into the show. You know, there will be trials, errors, whatever, but, you know, the best thing out of it at the end is just resonating with it and going forward, and that's basically it.
Right.
So,
did you think
you
learn from it, or will you repeat it? That's the lesson there.
That's right.
You got to learn
that's
from it, or
you're
going to repeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we close out for the night, you know, I promised to play two tracks. One was by LBD. It's called Stuck on You. And one is called S&J by C.R. Bundy. So I'm just going to, you know, go ahead and play that. Start with one and then, you know, talk a little bit more and then play that one. And then we're going to call it a night. And then I'm going to go get into somebody's booty about missing my interview. So here we go, SMJ by C.R. Bundy.
I've been lonely. I've been
See
y'all. Waiting for you. I'm pretending.
It's about you and your face. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm tired of reminiscing, sitting and dwelling on us kissing. Like we go through shack, damn, I really miss them. Seeing them wasn't born with intuition. If I was, I'd probably make better predictions. Shit, mama, listen, I'm sick of all this hoping and wishing. I'll be your rap star, be my video vixen. I'm trying to own what them other niggas was renting. Your heart, and I'm awaiting their eviction. Ah, time would come, that's what you told me. I'm trying to bring you a ring, I'll be your Kobe. But your love for me is called a slow leak. Or that's how it seems, so to speak. I would slave for you, you be a slave owner. Satisfy your need for head, I'll be your brain donor. I'm love drunk with no plans of ever being sober. But let me know if I should hang over.
I've been lonely.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you.
Long, long time. That's all I can do. Oh, man.
We've a place. I love yous with 143s. And if I ever went to shop, I'm willing to cop in threes. That's one for you.
one for me and big. Well, names that gotta be mentioned. I'm just hoping I'm getting your attention. Tell me something, I'm hanging hand suspension. Them other bras, I put them on suspension till I feel your love completely gone missing. That's when I say, well, maybe in another lifetime, maybe in a different state of mind, you'll be mine. Damn, how I need a lifeline. Just wishing I could read the signs, but I guess love is blind. But who would've knew it blind you? If I'm something you forgot, then let me remind you. A-Train, 25 bucks, swaggerific dude. The one that bagged your number really smooth. Remember me? Engrave our names in your memory. That's SMJNCRB. If you ever need something, you can count on me. And I love you to the day that I R.I.P.
Right, so that was C.R. Bundy, and I just posted his link on my Intune Facebook page, so you guys want to find him, definitely look him up. He produced, you know, more than he does anything else, and he's also the one who did the Intune intro song, Intune with Miss P.
Miss P?
Yeah, he's one who created
that. Yeah, he's good. Okay,
yeah.
That was good. He's good. I love that intro. I love that intro. Cause it's,
oh, thank
and
you so
laugh.
Much.
Oh, man. Big smiles over here. It's just, I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. You know, I've been
thank
out
you.
Here trying to scout, trying to get someone to create a new intro song for me. Because this one has been the intro song for almost a year. So I'm just like, Dad, I know I'm tired of like hearing it, even though I love it. But at the same time, I would just like for someone to create something that's awesome so I could change it up a little bit.
Yeah. Got to change it up sometimes.
Yeah, I have a few people saying that they're working on something, but we'll see what happens. Maybe in the next couple of weeks someone will surprise me with something awesome. But it has to be something that resonates with me and the program, you know. People have sent me tracks where it had, like, I don't know what they were thinking, but it was really an exquisite situation, and I'm just like, really,
off
I mean,
wall.
I don't mind talking
right.
crazy, but, you know, at the same time, I want to keep it at a certain level on the show, so, you know, definitely couldn't use those
right.
for anything at all, but I do appreciate the effort, so if anyone listening wants to give it a try, send it to me, ntyned@aol.com. So, you know,
you artists that would love to have a crack at this, and they'll have a crack at that as well, so.
Wow. Yeah, definitely pass on the words. I've been posting it. I'm just excited and waiting because basically the person who does something that I could, you know, love, I'm definitely going to give them a write-up in the first article. So I'm just trying to get that together right now, you know, so we could get all of that on the roll. So definitely reach out and let me know if you guys have any concepts or thoughts about that. So, so before we go, you know, which is going to be the next few minutes, I just want to also play, you know, LBD. They've been showing James a lot of love. James been showing a lot of love. Now it's just
how
like your whole family is just taking over Facebook. Like, we should call it the K-Book, you know, definitely.
Yeah, actually, the C family is actually very, very large. And we're pretty spread out all over the U.S. and overseas. It's just, I mean, to learn about our family history and, you know, where the name Kasi comes from and everything like that, it's a journey in itself. And, you know, when I started talking to James and I was letting him know everything, he was surprised at some of the things that I knew about our family, and he thought that it went this far back, and I said, no. I said, my father is older than that, so he got it from his friend. I said, so our name goes back further, and we just so spread out. And, you know, we have, our page, the Kasi family group. So, you know, there's a lot of, we have, you know, very talented people in our family, you know, like myself, you know, James, the other artists as well. And so it's just going crazy. And it's like, wow, you know, we're just learning so much about who we are. And it's amazing, and I love it. I love it.
Absolutely.
Like I said, it's a great name to have.
Right, it is.
Really?
I was thinking about changing my name last week. Like, really? Like, let me find out that I need to go to Department of Birth Certificates. Like, I need to change this all, social everything. Like, what's happening? I want to be part of the movement.
Yeah.
But, you know, I definitely love your family. I love the drive. I love the togetherness more than anything else. Like, your family is amazing to me, you know, and although I don't know you guys in person, it's just amazing to see how your family just comes together one after the other and just very supportive in nature and very on it, you know, and you don't really get that from a lot of families, you know. People will love you, but they will love you from a distance, you know, but your family is like upfront and personal, like, yes, you're going to love me, damn it. This is love. Love me. Say you love me. Say you love me, okay? So I'm definitely feeling the whole vibe with the family and things of that nature. And it's also, like, a shout-out to James, you know, for, you know, bringing you to the forefront as well, you know, because everyone benefits from knowing one another, you know, and especially the
exactly.
K family. Exactly.
Yeah, see, us is, you know, it's just, that's who we are with each other as a family, but we're like that with everybody else. It's like, you know, look, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plain and simple. And so it's just, you know, we're very supportive of each other, but also to people that are close to us that, you know, if we see anybody just doing something just very constructive and productive, for themselves and for others. I mean, we show love to any and everybody. I mean, that's why, you know, yes, you know, James brought me to this show because I fell in love with you and your show, you know, instantly because of what you're doing and how you're out there helping and, you know, putting words out on these artists that are coming up and things that you do. And it's just, that's the type of love. And yes, you know, Miss P is a could see y'all. So, I mean, it's just.
So you're going to go buy my ring tomorrow then? I mean, what's happening? I don't even know. Are you married to have a girlfriend? Like, are you buying my ring soon? Like, what do I have to look forward to besides the amazing hugs, you know, like ring too? No.
Oh, look at that. Trying to get me in trouble now. Look at you. Now.
Okay,
but
trying
not,
to get,
yeah.
like, have you over there. Like, let's stop it, Miss P. Cut it out now. Cut it out. Cut it out. Enough is enough.
Oh, no, it's just, like I said, it's all love, though, Miss P. It's just because.
Definitely, definitely.
Everything, the way, you know, just like back to the topic, you know, today's society, you know, it's lacking that somewhat. You know, we need to, you know, yes, I was talking about coming together, you know, interacting personally, but as well, we need to all, no matter what, it just show somebody love, somebody, you know, anybody, just show them, you know, you'd be surprised at how much you can change someone's life. You can even change someone's attitude for that day by just saying hello, you know, when you walk by them or something, or, you know, mm-hmm. giving them a smile, you know, when they're not expecting you, showing some type of love out there. And it creates something very good, and it just go from there. And that's what I like. That's what I love to do is just show love, you know, kindness, respect, you know, just everything. And, you know, we just got to just keep this going, you know. Like I said, shout out to everybody who's out there listening, people, everybody who's on that chat right now, comments, everything. It's all appreciated. And just, I just want to give love to all of y'all, you know.
Absolutely.
Just for listening in, that's just showing love right there. And, you know, I'd like to just thank all of you.
Yes, and the chat room, Fee Sexy Ma said, that's so true, TJ. So, yes, it's resonating what you're saying and stuff like that. But I definitely want to just give you a shout-out again and definitely look forward to all, you know, to come with you and the K-Book. Let's just say K-Book. You know, because it's definitely, yeah, it's definitely... Yeah, definitely embracing the whole family and definitely embracing what's to come for every person that takes the time to tune in. I'm definitely looking forward to every person that supports, love, and empower one another because that's what it's all about. Like, and I say this so much on the show, but it's definitely because I wanted to sink in that what I do and what I'm about is definitely not about just self because I'm not benefiting, you know, from being here aside from just meeting amazing people. I don't sing. I don't dance. I don't do any of those things, so it's really not about me. It's really just because of coming from where I came from, experiencing certain things in life and seeing the impact that it's made on the community. You know, embracing people and seeing, hearing where they come from and hearing their stories is the reason why Miss P is doing what she's doing. Because, you know, you have to, people don't have a place where they can go and express their talents other than reposting it 1,000 times on MySpace, 1,000 times on Facebook, 1,000 times there, 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 and hoping that somebody would pay attention and listen. I don't care how good you think you are. I don't care how talented you really are. The point being is that if you don't start to respect one another as people and take the time to enjoy someone else's creativity or talent, whether it's good or bad, that's only knocking you down a notch, in my opinion, from achieving your goal. Because people go around all day, like my page, like this, like that. I'm guilty of that. I do it myself, too, you know. But at the same time, it's like I'm trying to build sponsors for this magazine. I'm trying to build sponsors so we all can go forward. If I go forward, we going forward. And everything with sponsorship is about numbers.
Exactly.
And the reason why my numbers are so low is because once in a while you'll see me repost like my page, but I don't do it all day, every day long. I just don't do that because a part of me feels like if you really like me and you're really in tune to where I'm coming from, then I shouldn't have to ask you to like my page. It should be automatic.
Exactly. You know, when it comes to love, friendship, everything, it's the way I see it is just like you, it shouldn't be something that has to be given permission. It's either you do or you don't. You know, no one ever has to beg, should ever have to beg for somebody to like them or to love them or whatever the case may be. If they're out there doing what they're doing and they're doing everything right, they're doing great, they're showing love, showing kindness, they're showing respect, you know, they're just out there, you know, they don't have to ask for anybody, and it would just sit back and people would just come to them, you know. And from what I'm thinking is certain people that you actually have to ask for that you might not want them to be your friend or to be around in your circle or something if it takes you having to ask them. So,
absolutely.
You know, love generates love. You know, respect generates respect. Kindness generates kindness. It's an effect that just happens like that.
Right.
So, you know, you just keep doing your thing, and they'll come. It's low by, I don't know whose standards, but to me, it's where it should be now, and it's just going to continue to grow.
Definitely. I want to give a shout-out, you know, I think, I'm going to just say Mag because, you know, I'm bad with names. I don't want to mispronounce her name. But she definitely just said she want to help post on her page, and, you know, she got me, and she'll go ham on Twitter and take over people's timelines. So I'm definitely feeling that, right?
Go.
She going to just go bombard, like, hey, you, like this page, or hey, you see this is happening right now. So I'm definitely feeling that, and I appreciate you for doing that. That's a lot of love right there. So, you know, I definitely, you know, look forward to all this come once again, and I just keep saying that because I just know that there's no end of the road for us. I know that this is only the beginning, and I'm going to just keep pushing forward until I can't push anymore because, you know what, we're all here for a reason, So we definitely have to find that place within and then just go about it. Just go about it. That's it. Stop talking about it and just be about it. That's all it takes, definitely.
No,
once again,
no more talk, action time.
Right, definitely. So once again, I just want to take the time to thank you again. Shout out to, you know, James for the intro and stuff like that. And I look forward to all that to come
James.
With you. Thank you so much for taking the time out.
Oh, thank you once again for having me. And for those of you out there also coming soon, just wanted to put this out there. The fan page is actually going to be entitled Everyone's Domain because basically that's what it's about. It's for everyone to put in there, you know, just, you know, their work, their thoughts, their anything, you know. Also, a lot more of my work is going to be on there. A lot of my songs that I've written, poems. I'm actually going to start out with one of the plays that I've written. To put on there too. So it's just, I want everybody to just come to our domain and just express themselves, you know. So look forward to that very, very soon in the near future. I'm going to have it linked to my page. So
Definitely. Before I let you go, too, we have two callers on the line. And, you know, I'm got to still play LBD song. I didn't forget Fee Sexy Ma. And this number is 832-362-8004. Hi, caller, you on the air.
Hey, what's up with you? How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm calling that show a little less to my people that you're talking to right now.
Okay, and your name is?
Michael.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for calling in and showing love.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Yeah.
Your brother,
love, brother. I appreciate the love, bro.
No pride.
Definitely. So, Michael, what do you think about the topic tonight? It's just about society and a, you know, progression of it.
I mean, for me to even comment on that situation, it just depends on what, I guess, how the area is and what the circumstances is at that point. Because I just really can't pinpoint everything from dealing with the probably the recession and then the no job situation and possibly just everything that's going down right now. So, you know, like
yeah, what do you think? Okay, so we had to pinpoint it, Michael. What if I just gave you the key word, youth? What's your opinion on youth in society today?
I mean, if many youth had, you know, role models, we probably wouldn't have the predicament, wouldn't have the situations that we're in, but it doesn't help when you have, you know, different societies out there that's trying to lure men in different situations. Like me, I'm a product of the environment, so, you know, I'm finally, you know, getting myself straight. So, like I said, role models is pretty much what youth needed is role models.
Definitely. I agree with you 100%. I really do.
He's a good man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
he sounds like an awesome man.
He's an up and coming artist himself. Yes, he does.
Oh, wow.
Too. I told him to get it together because I want because he's got some great material and I love his tracks and you know and just want him to share it. I mean, he's got a lot to say. You know?
Definitely. So I look forward to that. I mean, I don't know how you know what, TJ will link me to you, and then we'll just take it from there, Michael. How that sound?
Yeah, that's a bet. I mean, I got some upcoming stuff coming out real soon. I'll give it to TJ. He can shoot it to you guys. So, I mean, one of the songs is called Jailhouse, and the other one is called Environment. So, you know, it's going to be some good stuff. I'm working with TJ right now. He's pretty much the closest thing to a manager that I got. So, you know. Everything's,
definitely,
you know, going to fall into place. And I got Signature World. You know, he's a COO of my stuff, you know, and he's got his little projects working on. So I'm just like a supporter for him. So we're just trying to make money together. That's the only thing that we got.
Definitely. So I look forward to everything. So we'll definitely get, you know, connect on Facebook, and then we'll just take it from there. And then hopefully you'll be back on the show telling me about, you know, your songs and about you.
Yeah, I'll be back on this, you know, soon, you know. Like I said, stay tuned. You know, the artist's name is RG, you know, so it's going to be good, and the album's going to come out, the mixtape giant. So it's going to come out real soon. And when it drops, you'll hear about it. And it's just, like I said,
definitely.
I called in to get my voice of love.
Thank you so much, Michael, for
thanks,
taking
Mike.
The time. You have a good night.
Appreciate it, Mike, man. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, Mike sounds awesome. You're getting love now. We have another caller. Huh?
Yeah,
you have another caller.
Okay.
Yeah, like the lines are lighting up now all of a sudden when the show is closing down. Okay,
wow.
Caller 832-496-3157. You on the line with Miss P and TJ?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm proud of my baby TJ.
That is Mary, the one who's also got work on my on some of my notes as well. That's it.
Hi, Mary.
Wow,
how are you tonight?
Right.
I'm doing great. Just, you know, happy that he's in the show.
Right, definitely. So what's your opinion on youth in society today, Mary?
Well, like he was saying about the youth, and now it's different from when I was growing up, too. It's the same way
mm-hmm.
he said it.
Right, definitely differ. Mm-hmm.
We had to work for our own things, and now they just get it, like, easy.
Absolutely. So what's your suggestion on trying to, like, remedy that for, like, all the new upcoming youth?
They shouldn't let the kids be all that have everything that easy in the first place, because what about when the parents are gone? What they gonna do? I mean, they can't really do nothing, because
right.
Once they're gone, they won't be getting nothing for free, like easy. They're gonna actually work for it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. But I want to thank you, Mary, for taking the time to call in and supporting TJ tonight.
You're welcome. All right. Have a good one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Have a good night. All right. So we have another caller on the line. Okay. 972-251-9914. Caller, you on the line with Miss P and TJ?
Miss P.
Yes.
This is Dave Cassie.
Oh, this is you. This is who, Cassie?
This is James Cassie.
Oh, hey James. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I was kind of scared. I was kind of scared for a minute. Like, who's this? What? Like, okay. So how you doing tonight, James?
I'm good. How you doing, family? TJ, how you doing? Doing all right?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great, fam. Thanks, cuz, for calling in. How are things going on with you out there?
They're going great. You know, I just had to call in, of course, support as usual. Not only my fan, but also support the show, too, as well. And I just, you know, want to support you and everything like that and stop in.
Right, definitely. And we appreciate you taking time once again to do that. You know, we've given you nothing but love. In the chat room, they like, oh, hi, James. Hi, James. Cheesing. That's what they're writing in the chat room right now and saying yes. Yes. So, you know, you gave them an unexpected twist to tonight's show. So, you know, I appreciate that.
If I could, you know, I also wanted to comment on the subject, too, about today.
Yes, definitely want to hear your opinion.
Well, kind of being, I guess, kind of caught in between, I guess, in the between area, being, you know, on the other side of the 20s, so to speak, age-wise, I get a little bit of both. Little feel of both of today's youth and how it used to be. And I just think that I don't want to knock the youth that's coming up, but I also feel kind of similar to some of the previous comments about how a lot of today's youth have it really, really easy compared to how it used to be. So there's less appreciation in my mind amongst the masses for when things are given to them. There's kind of less appreciation. It's almost like they expect things to happen instead of like, let me go out there and work for it. I mean, I remember the days of when you wanted something, you got your butt up, and you went and mowed some lawns, you know, $20 a lawn or something like that. You know, you want that hot game, that hot Nintendo game or whatever. I may be going too far back and telling a little bit of my age, but, you know, I remember when people used to work, you know, they used to work for things. They used to have a more of appreciation. Then when you got that Nintendo game or that CD, you know, whatever, it was an appreciation for it. It was like, wow, I worked for that, and it made you want to go out and work harder. Now, today's youth is also a little more advanced, a little more educated than we were. You see kids graduating at a younger age now. I think 16, 17 years old now, they're graduating. So it's not that they don't have the potential to be successful and to lead this world. It's just that we as adults need to do a little bit better job, and let's be real, you know who you are, let's do a little bit better job of sharing the things that we learned and passing those down to them and teaching them the ways like, hey, this is the value of a dollar. You don't just blow money. You save it, and this is what you can do with it when you save it and spend it correctly. So we need to stop pointing the finger at everybody else and start pointing the finger internally and saying, well, what am I doing to be active and control my household first before I start pointing the finger on households out there?
Absolutely. Very well said.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Very well
said. I agree with you on that one, Kevin. I do. You know,
absolutely.
I'm still.
Y'all have a great night, though. I just wanted to share
thank you so much. Yes, thank you
love
for sharing that.
And love the show.
Thanks, cousin.
Much
love,
everybody.
Man. I appreciate it.
Hey,
yes,
anytime, family.
They said much love to you. Much love to you,
too.
Love
you. All
right, babe.
Yeah.
Okay, kisses. Bye. Yeah, so that was James,
see you
guys.
Later, James.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely got a little piece of James tonight, so that was awesome. But before we wind out of here, ladies and gents, let's play LBD's track before I get murdered for and forget, you know, and I'm not trying to die at a young age because I'm only 16. I just wanted to put that out there. Okay, I'm only 16. Okay, that's it. So here we go. This one is called Stuck on You. Where do we have it? Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, I need on six pairs of glasses. Here we go. Stuck on You, LBD.
There you go.
Collision Records. Kato B. Donnie B. LB. Sean. LBD Track.
LBD, Stuck on You. So, you know, much love to LBD. They're in the studio doing their thing, submitting tracks, and, you know, Miss P shows nothing but love and played them. So I definitely want to give them a shout-out for Stuck on You. So, TJ, without further ado, I just want to thank you once again for tuning into the show and being a part of it
thank
and making
so
it such
much.
An awesome experience. You are officially family, so you're definitely welcomed anytime. And I look forward to all that's to come once again.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed being on the show. It was, like I said, it was a privilege and honor and a blessing to just be a part of what you're doing here. And just look forward to just to so much more from you. And, you know, thank you again for having me. And thank all of you for listening and showing love and support. So really appreciate
yes.
that.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening and a great weekend.
You too, definitely, very much. Thank you so much. And you
thank
have
you
a blessed
so much.
And adventurous and eventful weekend.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.
Yay. So that was TJ, and he did an awesome job co-hosting with me tonight. He picked the topic of the night and everything of that nature. So I definitely, you know, feel him and, you know, definitely look forward, like I said again, to everything that's to come. I always look forward to greatness, you know. So I'm going to play a few more tracks. You know, we got a little time left. And this one I'm going to play is called Top of the World. This one goes out to Fee Sexy Ma. And this one goes out to Tisha. This is Diamond Dallas, and it's Top of the World. Because you know what? That's where we all should be and want to always focus on being, and that's the top of the world. Love this track. Here we go.
There's nothing you can tell me, and I got nothing left to say. Well, maybe you could help me, yeah, but I don't really feel that way. They watch me hit hard like a star falling out of the sky. Got back up like that's alright. I'm about to shoot twice as high. And don't you dare tell me leave my dream when I can still feel it inside. Okay, I took that loss, I took it all in stride. And if anyone's looking for me, then let them know I'm still here. But if you're looking for me, look up. I'm shooting for the top of the world.
I ain't at the top of the world. I don't need a friend like
so that was Top of the World by Diamond Dallas. I just posted her link on my Facebook page. For those that are not familiar with her, can definitely, you know, log on to the link that I put in the chat room as well. And listen to her EP. She's definitely on the money. I mean, really on the money. And definitely she has a mixtape release in a few weeks. It's called Love Hurt, Music Doesn't. So I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, all that's to come with Diamond Dallas as well. She's just like one of the ones that everyone always wants to hear, the Top of the World. So I'm really, really, really thrilled about, you know, her accomplishments and her achievement and everything like that. So I look forward to all that's to come. I'm going to take one more call before I go. And here we go. Caller 757-609-5559. You on the air with Miss P?
This is Miss P.
Hey, what's going on?
Is this Miss P?
It is Miss P.
Oh, I just want to say that song by LBD, it sucks. Like, it really sucks.
You
no,
need to
I'm
cut
kidding.
It all the way out because I already knew it was you. Like, stop it. You don't even mean that.
What's up, Miss P?
What's going on, my love?
Nice, I'm good. I mean, I was trying to check out the show, like, from the beginning, but, I mean, I'm just now really getting up here to listen to everything. So, I mean, I missed the whole thing, but I still called in to show some love, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I love love. I love it.
Yeah.
I really do.
Still called in.
Yeah, definitely.
Show
so
love.
Tell us a little bit about what you guys like, what you guys have coming up since I have you in the ear, what projects and stuff, you know, real briefly because the show is about to wind down.
Well, we just did a track called Cutting Ties. I don't know if you got that, but I know that's like the next thing. Like right now, we just like trying to do a versatile of R&B and rap all together to try to like put it on like one kind of mixtape thing, so like people can get both sides of LBD.
Right.
And we've been working with Kato from Collision Records, and he's like, he's a crazy producer. Like he's nuts with it. So it's like, it's gonna be big. I just know what he's, everything we got coming, it's gonna be big. You know, it's just so much, like a lot of work gotta be put into it, but it's all gonna pay off.
Definitely, a lot of work is gonna, you know, be put into it. But like you said, it's gonna definitely, you know, take you where you want to be. So, you know, we look forward to all that stuff. And, you know, as usual, when you guys, you know, get it hot off the press, definitely push it my way so I can always, you know, support and represent
as definitely.
Well.
Definitely. You're going to like Cutting Ties. You ain't, but look, Cutting Ties, you ain't going to be able to play that on your show until we send
really?
You an edited version.
Maybe we're just going to have to be adult and just say, you know, adult content. So basically anybody tuning in would definitely be aware ahead of time because, you know, I don't really try to play songs that have a lot of craziness in it, but at the same time, you know, we all are all adults here, so I don't see why I should, you know, deprive it if it's going to go with the flow, then I want to hear it.
Yeah, it's sick, though. I think Donnie B is going to send you that.
Yay!
I think she is. She needs to. I mean, I don't really have the email, but she normally does all the sending and everything. So I appreciate you playing Stuck on You.
Right,
I
do.
That.
And I'm going to continue to support. That's, you know, that's what I'm about definitely at all times. As I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to try to make it happen. That's definitely...
Yeah.
You know, what I do for a living, make it happen.
I definitely
want to thank
that.
You for always supporting.
One of those songs, it was like, I felt for the longest it wasn't really going to do much because, like, I wrote that, like, 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
like,
one of those things you went back to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote it, like, 4 years ago, and I let Donnie B hear it, and she wrote a verse, and then I had all the keys to it. I let Kato listen to it from Collision Records, and he put a beat to it, and it was madness. So.
Right, definitely. So it's awesome. It's always awesome, and I definitely appreciate you always supporting Miss P and the Intune Show. You and Donnie B, you know, like I always, you know, love it. I love it, definitely. Love is what keeps me focused. So, you know, continue to get in that studio and do what you got to do and then continue to keep sending me all you guys have.
We definitely will.
Thank you so much for calling in. You have a good night.
All right, you too.
All right, babe. So, yeah, LBD, that was stuck on you. Definitely, you know, things that make you go like, stuck on me, huh? In what way? How are you really stuck on me? Like a fly on a trap? Because that's the kind of stuck I like, okay? But anyway, guys, I just want to thank all you guys once again and, as always, for tuning into the Intune Show and showing love and giving your comments and just definitely always present. You know, always in the present moment. And for me, there's nothing in the world, no diamond, no house, no car, no, like, massive bank account could ever fulfill that love that you guys give to the Intune Show and to me on a daily basis. So I'm definitely feeling like I'm rich with love. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I never feel broke. You know what I mean? And that's real. So I just want to thank you again for all tuning in. And, you know, check me tomorrow because I will be on the air with Carshay. Now, for all you guys that don't know her, I've been definitely trying to get her on the show for a long time. She has an amazing, amazing voice. I mean, really, seriously, can't wait to talk to her. So definitely tune in at 6 p.m. tomorrow, 818-495-6975. I have a lot of great people that I'm booking. I have a lot of great people that's actually out there doing their thing right now that have wrote books and, oh, my God, it's just like I don't want to give it all away, but I definitely want you guys to just stay tuning in because I'm trying to turn the heat up on the show. And definitely keep me posted on any and everything that you guys are doing because, like I said, I'm trying to find content for the magazine. I'm definitely just trying to find content to stay connected to you guys and just keep that networking system going because a lot of people come on the show and then that's it, you don't hear from them again, you know. And it's not like, you know, I'm going to lose sleep over it, but at the same time, you know, I just feel like be who you say you are in this business at all times because you never know how you need to go back to where you first started from. You know what I mean? And I don't want to have to tell you guys to go kiss my butt. I'm just saying. So stay connected because that's what keeps me always having my eye open and being receptive to all that you do. And one thing people have to learn in the entertainment business is the people that surround you that you should be really reaching out and holding on to because when you get to where you need to be, where it's above where you are at the current time, those people are going to still be there to support you. So never forget where you came from. Okay, you keep going where you got to go, but you never forget where you came from. So you guys have an excellent evening, and you know I like to depart on a song. So let's play something, and I think I'm going to play Continique tonight, and this one is called Tussy Pop. Now, this is not the real name of this track, but definitely had to do a radio edit version to this one. So this one is Tussy Pop by Continique.
Flow with it, make that pussy pop. like